Why, hello, young man. I'm the doctor. I'm so sorry that you're not feeling well today. Why don't you tell me exactly where it hurts? Oh, you poor thing. But now that you're here with me, I'll make it all better. I'll just need to give you a thorough examination and some medicine, and I can promise that you will feel so good. You'll forget that you were ever sick. So I'm going to walk out in the hallway, and I'm going to ask you to get undressed. Yes, I want everything off. I am very, very thorough with my patients. Now start getting undressed, and I'll knock twice to see if you're ready for me to come back in. Are you completely naked and ready for me to come? Good. Oh, my. I was not expecting that. Your cock, it is just so beautiful. I mean, it's so distracting. But I'm sorry, you're here and you're sick, and I just have to ignore the fact that your cock is getting harder right in front of my eyes with every word I say. Okay, I'm going to start the examination now. So please, would you open your mouth and stick out your tongue? What a strong looking tongue you have. Sounds so weird to say it, but God, I bet you could use your tongue for hours, licking every part of my body. Would you show me how you would lick me with your tongue? And just move it in tiny circles like you were licking my nipple. You can see it through my shirt, can't you? I noticed when I walked in that you couldn't take your eyes off my tits. I do have exquisite breasts. All men tell me that. Well, the women do too. Women come up to me all of the time and ask if they can touch me, if they can squeeze my breasts, and if they beg me nicely and say please, I allow it. I let them grope me and rub their hands all over my heavy tits, running circles around my nipple just like you were doing with your tongue. It just felt so good. I'm getting carried away again. My apologies. Back to the examination. So you're sick and we need to take your temperature. But I have a confession to make. I'm a very old school doctor and I firmly believe that you can only get an accurate temperature if you take it rectally. What does that mean? It means I want to feel how hot you are from inside of your asshole. You're nervous. Oh, I want you to be comfortable with me. I will always take very good care of you. So here's what we'll do. I'll let you be the one who takes your temperature so you can go as slow and as gentle as you need. I know you'll be able to take it for me. The thermometer, it's not that big. It's just a long, thin toy. I left it right over there in that closet. So I'll give you a second to go find it and bring it back to the examination table. I'll wait for you. Already? So I know you're sick, but the best way to do this is for you to get on your hands and knees. So get in position. I'm just going to stand right back here behind you to make sure you do this correctly. The sight of your cock hanging between your legs. It's fucking overwhelming. You have such a nice round ass too. Would it be unprofessional if I said you had a fuckable ass? Maybe. So don't tell anyone I said that. Now, before you stick the thermometer into your asshole for me, I want you to shift forward and drag your dick along the examination table. Of course, this is a real medical test. I'm testing your hydration levels. If you leave a trail of pre-cum on the sheets as you drag your dick back and forth, I'll know that you're well hydrated. But if there's nothing, then I'll have to give you lots of fluids to ensure that you'll bounce back quickly. Don't question me. Just do what I say and rub just the tip of your dick on the examination table, back and forth. Are you getting the sheets wet below you? Good boy. Very, very good boy. I want you to grind your ass in the air while you do it. So we need to start loosening up that asshole of yours so we can take your temperature. I want you to put your face down and keep your ass up in the air. Now reach back with both hands and grab your ass cheeks and pull them apart as much as you can. Really stretch that asshole of yours. Pull it open for me. You're doing such a good job. Keep pulling. Keep stretching for me. Really open yourself up. I want to see. While your hands are back there, let's do a quick little check. Take one of your hands and grab your hanging balls. Are they sensitive? Yeah. Does it feel good to touch them? So good. I want you to squeeze your balls for me. Now, cough. You're such an obedient little patient. Even though you're sick, you're doing exactly like you're told. You make it so hard for me to focus on my job. But we need to take your temperature, don't we? So stay face down, ass up, and pick up the thermometer. Spit on it. Get it really nice and wet. Leave one hand on your ass cheek and continue spreading that tight little hole for me, just like that. Now, place the thermometer against your tight little asshole and make little circles, getting it all nice and wet. We want you to be able to slide it in without any resistance. You want to impress me, don't you? And how easily you can take the thermometer up your asshole. I do hate it when my patients make it hard and fight it. So just relax, my very sick, very hot, very naked patient. Relax every part of you and keep circling the thermometer against your hole. Take deep breaths. And when you're ready, push it in just a little bit. Good boy, you're so relaxed even though you're so very sick. Push it in a little more. Now a little more. Perfect. Now this is a very special thermometer that only works if you move it. So I need you to pump the thermometer in your asshole 5 times, all the way in and all the way out. I'll count it down for you. Are you ready? 5. Push it in all the way and then pull it out. 4. In. Out. 3. Push it in so deep. Now pull it. 2. In and out. Last time, 1. Now keep it deep inside of you. You're such a good boy. This isn't the first time you've done this, is it? Fuck your own ass with a toy? I could tell. And can I tell you a secret? It turns me on so much, so fucking much, to see you fuck yourself with a toy. Okay, I'm a doctor, I'm a professional. You can take out the thermometer and put it next to you. Go and clean your hands, then lie on your back, and I'm going to read your temperature. Just keep it together. Okay, let me read your temperature. Yeah, it's exactly as I thought. You are so very fucking hot. And you know what I have to say? I'm so glad that you came into the doctor's office today to get treatment, as opposed to just suffering at home all by yourself. So the last part of our examination today is to test your reflexes. So where should we start? Your knee? No. I know. We'll start out with this beautiful cock of yours. I want you to clench your muscles and show me how you can move your dick without your hands. I know you can do it. I just want to see you pulse it up and down just through those muscle clenches. Oh, it's so hot to see you do that. It's so hard to remain professional when I have to examine such a long, hard, gorgeous cock. If I wasn't at work, I don't think I'd be able to not touch you right now. If you weren't my patient, I'd wrap my fingers around your shaft and feel how silky and smooth you felt. And then I'd... Wait. I have an idea. Since it's against medical ethics to place my hands in a sexual manner on my patients, I want you to do it for me. That's right. You heard correctly. I want you to stroke your cock for me. I want you to just trust me and do exactly what I say. I'm a doctor, remember? And I know what's best for you, don't I? That's right, I do. Now spit on your hand and rub the slickness over the head and length of your cock. Make it nice and slippery. Now grab your cock by the base with your hand, but don't move it. Just grip yourself. and squeeze for me. You want to feel better, don't you? If you listen to everything I say, I'll make sure you feel so good, my little slut. I just called you my slut instead of my patient. But you can be both, can't you? That's right, you can. Now start moving your hand up and down your cock. Exactly like that. I'm gonna sit over here in my chair and watch you. Watch you stroke yourself for my pleasure. Why, yes, I am touching myself. I have this really short skirt on, and I never wear panties. And so when I sat down, my pussy was just so accessible. And I was just aching after seeing you fuck your asshole. I'm already so wet. So I'm just gonna get myself off over here and watching you touch yourself. And I want you to be a good little slut. And come exactly when I tell you to. So we can climax together. Wouldn't that be lovely, my poor sick patient? Coming with your doctor would make you feel so much better. So keep pumping your cock with your hand, pulling up and down. Now spit on your other hand and grab the head of your dick. Yes, both hands are so greedy. I want to see you rub the tip of your cock with one hand while you stroke yourself with the other. Just like that. You're such an obedient patient, so willing to please your doctor, aren't you? It turns me on so much when a fucking sexy, gorgeous man will do anything to please me. You looked really sad when you came into my office. I bet you had really fun plans tonight that you had to miss because you're feeling so sick. What were you supposed to do? You were supposed to meet a woman that you met online? And you've been dirty talking with her? She was telling you all the naughty things that she wanted to do to you? I bet you found it so hot to hear all the wicked plans she had for you in her mind. I'll go back to just one hand stroking yourself, but I want you to speed it up. Because the thought of you texting dirty things to a stranger is really, really hot. Such a shame that you're sick today. I'm sure that you would have had so much fun together. You would have been able to see her voluptuous body and touch her in the ways that gave her the most pleasure. And maybe, if you were worthy, she would have allowed you to fuck her with that long, perfect cock of yours. You heard me. Your cock is perfect. I'm sure she craves to know just how it feels inside of her. Even though you can't be with her tonight, your doctor took excellent care of you, didn't she? Yes, I did. Thinking about that perfect cock of yours is just turning me on so much. I'm getting close. Are you getting close? Wait For me, I'm almost there. I'm just thinking about sliding down, inch by inch, taking you deeper inside of me. All 8 inches of that fucking hard cock. I want you to come for me. I want all of your thick cum as a tribute. I claim it. It's mine. I want you to give it to me. Every last drop, do you understand? Do you want to come now? Ask me nicely and I'll let you. You may... myself back together. You're such a delicious orgasm. Did it feel good for you to come to? And do you feel better now? Then I make you feel so much better. Good. Thank you for giving me so much of your sticky white cum. If I was there, I'd come over and lick it off of you. But I'm at work, and I need to be professional. So I'll let you clean up. And now that you've had your release, you, my patient, my good little patient, you need to rest. Doctor's orders.